Welcome to This Woman Can, the Women's Leadership Podcast and your source of information related to women's leadership, female entrepreneurship, personal success and career advancement. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, Executive Coach, Leadership Development Expert and the author of This Woman Can, the No Bullshit Guide for Women Who Lead. And now, this week's episode. Hey everybody, thanks for joining me in this week's edition of This Woman Can. I am your host, Executive Coach Janice Sutherland. Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever wondered why your colleague always lands those plum projects? Maybe they get promotion you've been after, or they have that fabulous relationship with their boss. Now in the majority of my jobs, I have had great relationships with whoever I was working with and other senior leaders. I approach work with an attitude of, I don't work for you, I work with you, with a conscious approach to working with them to achieve organisational goals, thus creating a productive, mutually beneficial relationships. In other words, I became very comfortable managing up. Now, managing up isn't a political manoeuvring, sucking up to the boss or being manipulative, or being your BFF. It refers to the ability to some individuals to positively influence their supervisors while maintaining their relationships and rapport. It doesn't mean disrespecting or challenge their position. It means that you understand how to get the resources and acceptance needed to perform your best work for your boss and in turn your company, all three of which, your boss, organization and you, are interdependent. Now, no doubt it can be a delicate balance and it requires certain skills, but once you hone them, you'll totally see the benefits and cultivate a strong, trusting relationship with your manager that allows you to get things done and in turn, positively impact your career. Now, my top tips for perfecting the art of upward management, let me share them with you. The first is actively provide information that's relevant, accurate, timely, and supports the overarching strategy of the organization without being a know-it-all. Two, adjust your communication to the style of your boss as required. For example, in providing updates, presenting ideas, if they like data and detail, provide that. If they could like a high-level overview, provide the key bullet points. The next one I would say is know their foibles. That's their eccentricities, pet peeves, etc. I had a boss who was a stickler for formatting in Excel. No varying fonts or cells and missing borders. Once he spotted these, they detracted from the information I was really trying to present and made it harder for me to get my points across. I can only assume that he felt that sloppy presentation equated to sloppy information. Four, seek to identify the pressure points that are influencing their leadership in order to relieve them of unnecessary stress. Now, depending on your own position, there are probably decisions you can take that don't need to end up on your boss's desk or someone you can head off at the pass. Number five, provide recommendations to problems instead of just providing more problems. Next is give as well as take, so it's a two-way relationship. Seven, understand that they're human and can and will make mistakes or poor decisions at time. Eight, understand that strategy is as important as operations and you won't always know what the reasoning behind your boss's decision or why they're adopting that particular strategy. Nine is representing your boss favorably in forums where they can't be present for themselves. Remember, you're a reflection of their leadership. Number 10, last one, is respect the boss-employee dynamic. Your boss is not your friend. Yes, you want to have a good relationship, but it's not the same as having a relationship with your BFF. Remember, if they have to choose between what's best for you and what's best for the organization, they're most likely to choose the latter. It's not personal, it's business. And if your boss thinks that you're getting closer to advance your own career, it really could get a little messy. If you consider strategic managing up as a way to look beyond your own needs and perspectives and considering those of others and not manipulation, you'll learn what kind of leader you want to be and more importantly, the kind you don't. It's a smart career move. If you're just starting out on your leadership journey, you're probably going to be a little bit like me. There was so much I didn't know that I didn't know. And when I started out, I made a lot of mistakes. I didn't know how to network, especially those who could support my goals. I felt uncomfortable owning my own accomplishments and, importantly, how I could utilize them to advance my career. When I progressed the boardroom, I faced a sea of male faces and I really questioned why I was there, even though I'd earned it. But then I realized the real question really should have been, how do I stay there? And in my career, I've met some brilliant driven women just like you who could go far if they had the right advice and guidance. So I've always sought ways in which I could support them. Hence the creation of the Power Purpose Presence Leadership Program for female game changers, women just like you. It's an online 6-month leadership coaching program based upon similar steps I used in navigating my own successful career, as well as experience in dealing with leadership challenges and career progression barriers. It will help you in so many ways. It'll help you create your own personal leadership career plan, from self-awareness to identifying clear action steps. It'll help you identify innovative solutions, draw on strengths, establish new habits, and be empowered to implement new strategies. It'll help you improve communication, relationships, and hone your leadership soft skills. Not only that, it'll help you develop your executive presence and strategic thinking. Register your interest by sending me a message or emailing me at info@janicesutherland.com. I am really happy to chat about how my program supports you or someone on your team. Hi, it's Janice. Thanks for being a supporter of the podcast. But have you joined the This Woman Can community online? It's where ambitious women can share experiences, strategies, and insights that equip and inspire them to build their career success, maximize their leadership, and make an impact in their world. And it's free. Join today. Visit www.thiswomancan.coach. Look forward to meeting you there.